In fire and ice, when we fear the worst, we look to you for guidance. Thank you, Jesus, for being our light. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's a nice one.
I know. It's beautiful, right?
How you doing? Hemda's over here, of course, this time with Jess NYC, taking a little nappy poo on the couch.
We're having a sleepover.
An adult sleepover. Very exciting. If this turns out to not be the sexiest sleepover ever, I will probably break out the book Fast Food Nation finally.
Well, pictures were promised, so I think it'll be really extra fun.
I am going to leave my options open, girls. What did you get? You guys did stuff earlier today.
We went to yoga.
First, you picked up your pills. I want to talk about how the Rite Aid can't shut their fucking mouth when you go to pick up a prescription.
That was yesterday, and I did promise that next time they ask me, I'm going to shout it out. And so
They ask, what's your medicine for again?
No, first they go, what's your name? And I have to spell my full name.
While you're in line.
Yeah, and there are people behind me. And then
which is so weird. You know what? If you just go, like,
yeah, I don't want my name out there.
I have a Vicodin prescription somewhere in Queens that you just got to say my name and get it.
Totally. You never have to show ID, and it's just for refills.
Right.
I would think you need to.
It's weird. With all the bullshit red tape with doctors and insurance in general,
right.
And once you get through all that bullshit, they're like, just say a name. Anybody can drop it off and pick it up.
At that point, they want you to have it, you know?
Right.
So I go there. This is for my birth control. I buy it every 3 months because it's that seasonal stuff. So So I don't have the prescription anymore because I get written a prescription for the year, so it's in their computer. So now they have to ask me my name. So there's me yelling out my name. Then she moves even further away from me, and she goes, what was the prescription for again? By the way, when is a prescription good?
Right, right.
You know, when is it like, it's my flowers from my vagina prescription.
I was just going to say.
You know, like the smell of, like, gorgeousness.
I was going to say flowers. I need less flowers in my heart.
Right.
Oh, no, it's for something bad, actually.
And, of course, like, I don't think birth control is bad. I'm not even embarrassed that I take it. Yeah. I'm not, but
it's making you madder and madder every time you go over there. I have the disease from the stand.
Yeah, what the fuck? I have Ebola. Whatever the fuck thing I have. I mean, I have AIDS. Can I have my AIDS medication? And like we said before, thanks to all the commercials for whatever diseases are out there, we know what those things are, you know? And not that like, okay, these are my neighbors or whatever. Again, like I'm not embarrassed by taking the pill. I'll take it in public. Right. I don't care. But none of your business. And you're supposed to be this thing, you know? So she walks further away from me and she goes, what was it for again? And oh my God, I yelled it out. I go, it's my birth control pill. And then I turn around to everybody online. I go, who's happy?
Right. Were they giggling or what's the line like?
I think everyone's shocked. And I think it shocked the pharmacist. And then she was being like super cautious after that. She's like, oh, can you come down here and talk to this other person? And
is it a person I could fuck?
Because I can once I get these pills.
I love fucking.
Yeah, and I forgot. You know, like, to me, it just represents, you know, just what I do. I forget that, you know, this is really a representation of now my boyfriend gets to come inside of me straight up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, this is right.
Jess is hiding under the covers. So, okay. So now she's being way more discreet, and I think she understood that she was retarded. But I feel like I never teach them a lesson with this stuff because they do it again and again. There was one time where I brought up, like, you can't ask me that. Mm-hmm. You can't ask me that out loud. There are people in there,
and they're like children.
There are laws against it. Stop it.
I realize you're just counters. Do you pharmacists like being called that? You're counters. You count. You count. I know it's an old joke, but you know what? You do deserve to be on a ledge higher than us because you count. We don't have it in today. That's when sometimes you have to call and get it in today. So I'm not saying you just count.
But with mine, you don't even have to do anything. You just put the pill box in a bag for me, you know? So then I walk down to the other end of it, and like other women are coming to that end also. I guess they realize they can talk to people on that end as well. And now I'm talking to random women about my birth control pills. Mm. Yes. Oh, birth control pill. This one woman was like, because she heard how much it cost. I was like, yeah, it should cost like $150 and whatever because it's
3 months
in a row. And then this woman was like, are you kidding? It's just kind of ghetto. She's like, he'd have to take them then. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to discuss who's taking birth control pills and how ridiculous your statement is. And
how many babies she has. I make him take them. He thinks they're so easy to take. He's like, they're small. You don't even need water. And I said, well, you take them. Wah, wah. 3 children later, he still hasn't learned his lesson.
And by the way, you have no idea who's paying for this. Just because I'm here, it doesn't mean I'm paying for this, you know, or it doesn't mean it's a joint effort or whatever. But people like to chime in about my birth control pills. Okay. So now she's talking to me, and I don't really say anything about that, because what am I going to say? You know, and I'm like, oh, okay. And she goes, yeah. And I've got $150. And then the pharmacist goes, actually, it's $182. Wow. And I'm like, okay, like, what am I going to do? Argue with you? You can tell me it's $250.
It's cheaper to have a child. I'll see you tomorrow.
So she's like, I'd go out and buy shoes.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, that's how much it costs. It is for 3 months and whatever. And this is, you know, I don't have insurance. And she goes, you don't have insurance. And I'm like, mother, father, you're going to tell me how wonderful your insurance is now. Clearly, you're not
having it all together.
Yes. So she's like, I've had insurance all my life. There are always ways around things. You can have insurance. I'm like, okay. And she's like, you can actually go to the
clinic.
No, she called it the health center or something. The health station, she called it. You can go to the health station.
That's where your finest doctors work, at anything called a station or a center or a clinic.
But I'm like, you know what? I'm like, well, will they take a prescription that's already written, or do I have to actually go there? And she's like, you go there, they check you real quick. You can get whatever you want for free. Everybody can get it for free. And I'm like, I don't think I want to go there anyway. But this other woman is
What are you in line for then? Yeah, what is she in line
for? She hasn't gotten to the front where she has to shout out her disease yet. So, that's right. Why is she getting anything from Rite Aid? Oh, because her health insurance covers
it. Oh, you wouldn't understand, honey.
Her health insurance covers it. And then there's this other woman who was like, you should go to BJ's to get your prescription. I forgot about that. We actually should, because it costs a lot less.
You should get blowjobs and not have to worry about the pill.
Why is everybody talking to me about my birth control? And again,
because you're so open, apparently.
But that's the thing. Again, like, I will be that person who will discuss it. And if you want to know, like, how it makes me feel and why 3 months, and like, I'll totally do it. But no one's considering. I think I'm, you know, the rare case that's not like, holy shit, I want to crawl under a rock. You know, like, If this happened to Jess over here, she'd giggle and cover her face like she's doing right now. So you can't just ask random people.
No, you can't. Han Solo 69 saying, my girlfriend pays like $5 for her pills. Should I be worried? The only reason you should be worried is when she plays that game with her pills, where she turns the lights off and chews it and goes, look, it sparks. Isn't that awesome? That's when you should be worried. Fui from Tulsa, what is my prescription for? It's for my fucking Tourette, you nigger fucking bitch.
That's great. I actually really was about to be like, it's for my AIDS medication.
Right.
But A, like, wouldn't I know what my AIDS medication name is? And B, you know,
probably
what?
Not. What are you, a doctor now? You say, or you go, or you leave and you go, and thanks for the AIDS medication. And just like touch people as you're leaving. Go, good talking to you and good talking to you. And let's see who really doesn't, who knows how it is and isn't transferred.
Yeah, but you know, something about it still, I don't want to tell people, even though it's not like I notice anybody regularly in Rite Aid. I don't want to make up that I have AIDS and somehow then I, you know, am the poster child for AIDS in my neighborhood or something.
So many sentences doing this show you never think you'd say. I don't want to make up that I have AIDS. You know, that all fucking to do. Then next thing you know, it's a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode because I made up I have AIDS. Oh, I'm sorry to hear you have AIDS. No, it's just for...
You know what, though? I want a curable disease. Maybe like, what did Deuce have?
Gonorrhea.
I'm going to say gonorrhea next time.
Right.
Gonorrhea med. I can cure it. And next time although I really think when people hear gonorrhea, they think like you're infested for life. So many people don't know about, and including me, like I don't know everything about every
gonna
STD.
You're going to say, you know, some kind of disease and your mom's going to happen to be there. I was surprising you in Queens.
No, my mom's friend. My mom doesn't have to be anywhere. If one of my mom's like half friends from across the whatever hears it.
Or if one of the friends was in the store like a half hour earlier. If there's still an aspect of Jew in the air, it spreads around. Real quick, though, speaking of Jew, Deuce Just I'd be remiss not to say this off the bat. The arm wrestling video is now up on the forums. KeithandTheGirl.com. Well, I'm sorry. Go to KeithandTheGirl.com/live. Check out a trailer. See that we're not exaggerating how awesome this is. And then you can buy it for $5. It's almost an hour of pure brilliance.
We saw it. I couldn't believe it was an hour.
Yeah.
It went by so fast. It's just like your mouth dropped so many times. Like, did he just say that? It's mostly Deuce.
Right.
Did he just say that? Spooky's like super calm. He's ripping his shirt off, going nuts. Like, it's just such a, they have such different personalities, and it shows so clearly over there. And then Matt's interviewing people. It's really, really awesome. Again, we were going to do like a 5 minutes, however long the arm wrestling
thing
happened.
That's how long we thought it'd be. Yeah.
Yeah. So for us to like think that this is worth this kind of situation, I think you guys need to download it. Watch the trailer. We're really not exaggerating.
Right. KeithandTheGirl.com/live. Money, of course, goes to people that we exploited. So don't worry about that. Check it out. Encourage them to do this stupidity again.
True. The more you download, the more the exploited gets paid. Then the more happy they'll be to do it again.
Can we talk
I'd like to do boxing. If Deuce gives us a heads up, I bet I can find, like, I don't know, maybe Chelsea Pierce has something.
Right.
I bet I could find something that insures everything and make sure it's okay.
Brooklyn has things, you know, so...
Brooklyn, right? Yeah.
So
we can go out of the Manhattan borough for that.
Mm-hmm. What was I going to say? I want to talk... Can we talk about telling Deuce about, you know, is it okay if we put this up and we're going to give you some of the money?
Oh, God.
That little talk? We go, like, we pull...
it's too late now. Thanks for asking me on the show.
Sure. So, you know, we explain this to Spooky, then we're talking to Deuce, and Deuce just doesn't listen. And so I say, you know, you'll get this percent of the video. If you're into it, how's that sound to you? You know what? And then he just goes, brrr. He's not listening. He's like, you know what? I don't want to seem like a max, but yeah, I want to work with you guys on different things. We'll work on projects. And then this. And I'm like, oh, are you listening? Because here's one now. We did this and we're going to sell it. And, you know, are you into having a percent of it? And, you know, you won't care that we're selling it as opposed to giving away for free. Yeah, I want to work on it. Again, I want you to know, like, I'm grateful for the opportunity, but no way do I want to take advantage of you guys. And in the future, you know, we'll work on all these different... Like, we're talking about one right now.
And by the way, when you say I want to work on all these different things, there were no different things mentioned. It really was.
Right.
I have ideas. I don't know if you guys are up for it. And we're like... We have an idea right now.
Here's one.
If this is how every meeting is going to go,
right?
No.
So anyway, check that out. Later on, you and Jess go to yoga.
Yeah, I met her at yoga.
What's that like?
She's a regular at yoga, which, by the way, shows. I was trying very hard not to look over at you, Jess, because yoga is like, you know, you're closing your eyes, you're in your own space and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, I don't want to do that. But at some point we all had to make a bridge, like a backbend. And I was like, look at me. I can make a backbend just like the rest of you. I don't take yoga. And then I was like, oh, you guys are staying there. Oh, jeez.
You can't like, just fall over into the position. I throw my legs up and just fall on my back. And I'm like, somewhere in there was the perfect needle point. Okay, and that's you as Olympic shit.
But the problem is, okay, I've taken yogurt like once before in my life and hated it.
Sometimes I think
it.
You say yogurt and I get hungry.
That's fair. But I took yoga once like years and years ago. I absolutely despised it. It was so slow. And I felt like the positions that I was getting into were like, I'm fucking up my body somehow because you're not telling me how to do it.
Right.
It could be like instead of, you know, just being normal, I'm now crippling myself
somehow.
It does
seem like something,
you know,
you can absolutely do wrong. If you can do a regular exercise with a barbell wrong and hurt yourself,
right,
then it seems like you can do it with yoga. You have physical therapists, the ones that go, oh, Keith, you know, you don't even need knee surgery probably. Come see me and I'll just move things around.
Right.
Well, if I don't know what I'm doing in yoga, then that means I could be ruining something, of course.
Yeah, and so I was like, but I don't
Says
know.
Says Dr. Malley, of course.
But I like doing things. And I'm like, Jess likes this and blah, blah, blah. And there were like a couple things that I was fearing. And one is boredom. And two is like, you know, when you invite someone to the thing that you're so into,
right,
there's pressure, right? There's pressure, like, and I'm talking for her because I feel like I would feel this. Like,
that Hinda's like, or excuse me, that Jess is like, she's not going to like this.
Maybe,
I'm the asshole for taking her hair.
Or something. Or like, you know, you think the whole time like... about that person, and I feel like that's completely distracting again for yoga or for anything, but you know what I mean. So, okay, it's just like that thing that you said in your stand-up, one of your stand-up DVDs, like, if you're not funny and somebody brought their friend to the show...
It's almost not my fault.
It's not your fault. They look at their friend going, like, this is what you find entertaining? You know? So it's like a lot of judgment. So So I go there, and to me, it's like, no matter what, I'm going to have fun. And I can't even look at Jess, but, like, because I like her. Right. So it doesn't matter. So so I go there, and then the first things we do is, like, we sit there, and she talks about, like, be calm, like, erase
things. The instructor.
Things. Yeah, and, like, talks, and, like, ground yourself this way, put yourself higher that way, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is making everything worse. Because my brain is usually racing, and now you're asking me to, like, purposely calm down.
I didn't even think of that for ADD Henda.
And so now I'm like, how do I get the computer out of my head? You know, like, I'm constantly in front of my computer in my head. And now you're telling me that the bottom of myself needs to be grounded like soil. The top of myself needs to be, like, up towards the sky, but you have to make it easy and don't focus on this, but yes, focus on that. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh no, I'm so bad at this. I can't do it. She's telling you to close your eyes. I'm the one with, like, the wink open, like, looking around at people.
Do you ever think like somebody, it's a punk? It's a trick? I'm afraid, like, I'd open my eyes and everybody's laughing at me, standing around me, like, that backwards crow, you jackass.
Yeah, I
farted out, idiot.
And that's another thing I'm expecting to fart myself silly.
Everybody hears that. Was there farting in the room?
I farted once.
Okay. But... Did you catch it, Jess?
No, it was totally silent and not deadly at all. It was just like a very... And you know what? With one of those moves, the downward facing dog, I can't tell if it's coming out of my butt or my vag. Anyway.
All right.
It's a very cleansing, like, movement, you know?
The good news is she's more limber. The bad news is she has a truck driver mouth.
But
I'm into truck driving, so whatevs.
So here's the worst part of it, right? I'm supposed to be calm. My body's supposed to be doing different things from different positions at different times, but at the same time. And all I'm thinking is, I gotta write this shit down because I gotta remember, like, how I'm feeling at this time because I got a show to do later on. And so now the show.
Are you taking notes during the yoga?
Yeah, I swear to God. And then I'm like, would it be weird if I write this down after? But then I'm like, no, Jess knows I have a show. She understands. And then all of a sudden I hear honking and I'm like, oh yeah, we're in New York. I can hear trucks.
During the yoga.
Yes.
That's like getting a massage in New York. Now relax. Do you like the essential oil? Now just relax.
Oh God. And then I'm like, I'm gonna be so bad at this, I can't clear my head, what is wrong with me? And then I'm like, oh, now there's more, now I gotta think what's wrong with me. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. But then once the movements start happening, this woman is not like, go into lotus position and I gotta look around. She's like, move your body this way, put your knees up that way. And so I was actually, like, physically going with everybody, and you keep going, and then you start going like, holy shit, she's going faster. And you're supposed to, like, okay, you're on hands and knees, and no, you're on your hands and feet, but lift up your right foot to the back, then swing it over inside, then go into this position, then go into that position, and like, all of a sudden I'm like, is everybody else breathing hard? Because this is difficult. And then I hear everybody else breathing, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's yoga, you're supposed to breathe. Like, you don't sound like a heifer, you sound like you're supposed to, you know, breathe in through. And then I meant to ask this, like,
I'm sorry, I remember that, but the breathing thing, when we used to work out regularly, me and Hemda would not breathe on the out. You know, say you have a barbell and you're pushing up. She would not breathe. And I'm like, you have to just breathe. You know, start exaggerating if you have to, and you'll do it naturally. She's like, I'm breathing.
That's what
and nothing's coming out her mouth. I'm like, I guess you're still alive, but what is wrong with you that you're not breathing? Did you have troubles in yoga breathing?
I'll tell you what, like, you were really anal about the breathing thing. And when I say I'm breathing, why do I have to show you my breath? And I'm like, I'm breathing out. You're like, no. Just,
right. I'm not saying you'd be one of those retards. but I am saying yes. Push it out. That helps you, and you're still using the same muscles.
You
have to still act like a lady, even though you're sweating lips.
I was. I was a little at first self-conscious about breathing. I was even self-conscious about, like, in the beginning, everybody goes, Om, right? And so I'm like, well, I don't hear Jess doing it, so I don't know if I should do it because it sounds really pretty. So, and then I almost went like, what if I do like a nice harmony on top of everybody? I decided to opt out of that one. But I got into it. I really got into
it. Would you do yoga again?
I would. I just, it's hard to commit to, like, a regular situation when it's in Manhattan, because instead of taking me an hour to do yoga, it takes me 4 hours because I got to, you know, do the traveling, get there early, you know, all that.
Did
kind
you
of
start
stuff.
Talking silliness after yoga? Like, I'm going to change my whole life.
No,
and
no.
I'm
going to
be
a
vegetarian. And no more Diet Coke. You'll see.
No, no. All right. Oh, but what was I going to say, though?
If you drink milk, you're hurting calves.
I totally forgot. Oh, well.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're just yoga you like.
Yeah, it was good. But it's really hard. And every time she had us, like, lay down in something, I'm like, please, let's stay here. I'm sweating.
We're good. Everybody good? All right.
She's
good.
Like, lay on your back and put your knees to your stomach. I'm like, I like this one. Please make me stay here for a while. But the teacher was really, really good. So it was good.
Cool. Here's some emails from you guys.
And oh, by the way, I'm in the best shape of my life now.
I'm good for a year. info@keithandthegirl.com anytime you want to write us. Hey, my name is Oliver. I'm 15 and I live in Sydney. For school, I needed to find out two things about Judaism, and I could have easily found them. But I thought Hemda could answer them on the show. Might be an interesting conversation.
Did I not prove that I'm the worst Jew in the world yet?
Well, I know Hemda isn't a totally Orthodox Jew, but I figured she'd be able to answer them anyway, because I don't listen to a show that that knows more. The questions are, what are the Jews' take on other religions, and what are the sacrifices made by Orthodox Jews in modern-day life, i.e. restrictions? Thanks, Oliver.
You're asking me to do your paper.
Exactly. Don't give us your homework as a favor to us. I thought you might like something to talk about it. So what is B squared? I thought maybe it'd be like hilarious. You guys could, you know, answer my question right away.
It's so interesting to know the restrictions in modern day life of the Hasidic Jew nowadays.
Right. Pig, lights, chicks. There's a fucking list on the internet. Don't do us the favor. And what are Jews' take on other religions? What is anybody's religion take on any other religion?
They hate them. Please write that and quote me. We hate you.
And you know, like you put a dash, right? Dash. A Jew. Like a Jew told you that.
I got it straight from the Jew mouth.
And then at the bottom, he says, thanks, Oliver Probert. And he has all his information, MSN, AIM, MySpace.
He gives me different options on how to answer.
Right. And then a link that you could tell is put in all his mails, nobodylikesonions.com. Did you ask them for help? Oh, you might not want to include another show when you ask a show for help if we're not included as well. So you can ask them, my friend. You can ask them, and the child ban is back in effect. And you have Oliver Probert to thank. Idiot.
The child ban.
Here's a podcast alley comment from somebody. I just check it every so often to see what people write. Keith and the sock.
Again,
it's always Keith and Nut, because they don't, it takes some time to think of something mean and clever, that I'm always free, even though the comment's about me.
Now, can I just say, wait, really quick, that is suck like blowjob, and they heard that now the show is called Keith and the Blowjob, and so now, like, that's, like, even first it's Keith and the Girl, and the funny on that is Keith and the Blowjob, and even still the funny on that is Keith and the Suck referencing the blowjob. I'm giving way too much.
It's a pyramid pick on.
Or do I just suck?
Keith and the Suck. Show sucks. So I think there's your answer. Show sucks. Keith's voice wants to make me strangle the nearest baby. Seriously, can someone's voice be more annoying? Keith, shut up and do us all a favor. You didn't put anything constructive in that. What if I did? What if I just shut up? I become a bomb. I used to live like I used to live, just a mess and do nothing with my life. And then my friends go to me like, Keith, let's be honest. You're 60 and you kind of fucking wasted things. Why? An anonymous stranger told me to shut my fucking face. I was born with this voice. I can't help the voice. Like that's not criticism. That doesn't even make sense. Should I just not do anything again with my voice? Because God gave me a bad voice. I'm doing my best. This is what I got to work with. I'll try different inflections and tones, but this is what I got.
Jesus Christ.
Can you shut up? I can't just shut up. I got to live, man. I got to eat. Like work with me, you know? Sandy T writes, Keith and the Girl, I want to start by saying that I loved your show. I was able to deal with some of the hateful language towards women because I can laugh at just about anything.
Clearly.
I have a podcast of my own, and I am no prude. Trust me. This is kind of the down-to-earth syndrome. Have you ever caught yourself telling somebody you're not a prude? Ever? Because if you have, You are a prude. I'm no prude, trust me, but I am prudish in this aspect. That's only fair.
I find that people go, I'm no slut, but can I suck you off?
Right, right, right. If it starts with I'm no, you are.
I don't do this often, but please stick it right in.
I'm no prude, trust me. I say stupid shit all the time. And I know it's hard to give a crap what one person says when there's thousands of hits coming in every week. But this last show, Jesus, this means the Friday show with Adam. There was women stuff. We were talking about dating older chicks.
We were talking about fat women.
The fat girl called in about why can't she get laid. And I came up with a great point. You don't like black people, but black people like the fat ass. So fuck them a little bit, get a little confidence, and then go out and fuck the pures like anybody would like to do. Of course. Of course. But, you know, you decide to eat what you want, and now you got to work your way up. You just need confidence. Date shit, and then you get the cream.
Well, you do get the cream, huh?
Right, right. On your face. Don't eat it. Why are men so angry and hostile toward women? She continues. By the way, I didn't know. I tell him to this sometimes, like, just checking feedback and the camera and doing different things. It's kind of like my stand-up, and it doesn't really make sense, but I can't tell usually how a show was. Sometimes, of course, I can, both ways. But in general, I'm like, I really don't know. And I was like, you know, I know, you know, Adam was on, and we love Adam, but, you know, was the show good? I couldn't tell. This letter tells me, yes, Keith, it was. It was. Why are men so angry and hostile toward women? You guys just sound so angry. It's not nice to hear, I promise. And then there's always a girlfriend somewhere like a robot Robin, I assume Robin Quivers, really so disappointing, honestly. I loved you guys. You know as well as I do how many teens listen the podcasts. If I know, we have to do their homework. If you think it's cool to spread and encourage this wave of misogyny, then best of luck to you. Ride that wave. For people who have some idea of the longest hatred, I don't know what that means. I'm sure you wouldn't like to listen to anti-Semitism, particularly if it wasn't funny at all and just plain mean. I don't like to listen to hate, particularly toward my 50% of the population, so I'll be taking you off my favorites.
Off the favorites or off?
Exactly. So there's two ways to look at it. You're telling me I'm off your favorites and maybe I can earn the way back on, which is fucking ridiculous. Or you're not, that means you're taking me off altogether, and that's probably what it is. And again, like the Keith and the Suck, then why are you telling me? Why do people tell me you're taking it off? It's very definitive. Not, I'll tell you what, don't talk about women anymore. I'll keep listening because I fucking matter to you. Then maybe, like, that's a point. But I took you off. Well, I don't care anymore.
Feminists who listen to this show have had to know that they're listening to a show called Keith and the Girl. Right off the bat, where's the
feminist? I'll be honest. Right off the bat, I didn't like it. But I decided to listen with an angry heart, and I did, in fact, not like it.
And then, with our titles clearly saying, like, this is not for you, you decided to listen anyway.
Right. Right.
And again, it goes back to the thing where it's like,
that show is called Girls Are Stupid.
Yeah.
You like that one? Come on. Come on. If somebody just says the show's bad, you know, I'm like, I wonder what they're talking about. But when you read a letter that's so dumb, Sandy with an I, then fine.
Well, if she's going around with life with Sandy with an I, she has to be a right. feminist, because otherwise she's going to be, hi, I'm Sandy with an I.
Right.
Anyway, also the other thing is that you have your topic that you don't like. When people are not completely aware of every female emotion and blah, 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 that's what gets to you. But when people are completely fucked up to every kind of race or everything else that we talked about and were mean about and were whatever, opinionated about, that didn't bother you. So only things bother you, the thing that, like, would bother you anyway in life, no matter who was talking, no matter what subject, you would be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't have made it okay for you because you're always looking for that negative, feminist, whatever, misogynistic. You're looking for that constantly in your life.
Right. And tell me, I could be wrong, because this is obviously a guy's point of view. If anything, I think Friday's show was kind of picking on guys, you know? That's what, you know, the big dick, how long you haven't had sex, you know, big dick, I mean, relic story, you know, kind of picking on, who did we pick on? The girl that I slept with and stayed at her place, the girl that wanted to fuck the construction workers, the girls that take no for an answer, then stop doing it. Girls do that, and we're saying the situations that the girls were in. Or was it the fat call? Was it a girl called and admitted that she wasn't so attractive and hasn't had sex for a long time?
And she was okay with it. I mean, not that she's okay with it in life, but she was okay to talk about it. Understood that if you call while we're, you know,
doing a show,
that and you call yourself fat, we're going to talk about you being fat.
Right, right. So I did ask her, I write back and I ask her how old she is. Knowing that that's not the point, but I'm always curious. Who? Take a guess.
Say that again?
How old is this girl?
Oh, 38.
37, very good.
Oh!
And she goes, I didn't mind the age jokes. Age jokes, particularly for women, can be hilarious. A 30-year-old man is not considered young in this culture either. Okay, so
what?
I said,
what?
Exactly. Age jokes don't bother me at all. However, Keith.
Age or age?
Age. A-G-E. Oh. So however, though, when you said when you're 30, fucking a 40-year-old is a big difference, you took offense to that. Why? Because you're approaching 40.
Right.
It is a big difference. It is. It's less of a big difference than 20 to 30, but those 10 years is a difference. You're excited as a man to fuck a 40-year-old.
So that's a positive thing, by the
way. It's
a
positive thing, you idiot, old bitch. Don't be stupid. Age doesn't bother me, but let me tell you something about age. I'm not a prude about age, but...
So it was just the age thing.
What's hard to hear is the malicious way terms like bitch and cunt are used and the openly expressive hot anger of women just because they are women.
Oh, you just called yourself a bitch and a cunt.
Right. So I go, was it the fat girl's call? I said,
I love how you engage in this because
I start slow.
Yeah.
I start slow. Right. I bring her in.
Was it the fat chick?
Right.
Slow it down.
So I say, there was one section in particular in Friday's show. One section in particular that bothered you. What was that section? And here's what she says. Oh, hold on. One second, please.
Maybe it's her.
Eating the phone. Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Eating the phone. Hey, I was all good with the talking about the thing until I became the fat chick caller. And now I'm going to go.
See, you have Sandy with an eye to thank for that.
Well, I mean, if that's what my Keith and the Girl, like, thing is going to be, then...
No, of course. Seriously.
No, you know what? You can turn that around and go, I'm the chick who likes to fuck black guys. So become that chick and then call us back.
Jennifer Lopez doesn't walk around going, I'm the big ass girl.
She should, but she doesn't.
Right.
No, she lets everybody else do it.
No, of course I'm not just saying you called about being fat. I'm saying what offended this girl that's complaining. Is it that somebody called and it admitted that they have weight? You know what I mean? Something bothered this girl. That's what I'm saying.
That's not an option. You can go fuck yourself. I just felt like busting your balls.
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right. If you really want to bust
your balls. Have a good night, guys.
All right, take care.
Good night.
Wink. So she writes back, it was the tone, not a specific thing. Individually, all of it could have been funny and easily crossed over to a female audience, and some of it was. It was the style, the berating, the slander, the ideas. It started to feel like I was listening to something tasteless. It wasn't one thing. It slowly crept up on me, and I listened, and it started to feel brutal and not funny anymore. It was an unpleasant experience for me because I've come to trust a certain form of entertainment from you, so it was hurtful to hear.
What kind of entertainment does she usually get from
504 shows. What do you usually get? I think you picked our show by mistake. And I wrote, thanks for writing back. I'm sorry to hear we lost you. It was fun while it lasted.
She's listening right now.
Best
Hi,
of everything,
Sandy,
Keith. I don't want her to have the satisfaction, you know? Thank you. Not like, can we work together and make the show better? You hear that, Sandy, you cunt? I don't care. And she writes back, thanks for graciously accepting my criticisms. Be well, Sandy. You didn't say anything. Like, you didn't say anything. Do you also know that, Sandy? You said nothing. You said nothing. I can't learn. This whole show is about criticism. People give me criticism, but not teaching me nothing.
She said, baby, next time you want to talk about how fat women are and how they need to cross over and fuck a different race, say it in a tone where the women understand that they're princesses.
Right. Next black joke, I'm going to go, but not the chicks.
They're princesses.
They're princesses, and not in the bad way. I'm not a
How could it be in the bad way?
I'm not one of those princesses, but...
Oh, God, what's that in your hand?
That's a pretty card from Robin. And she says, "Dear Hamden Keith, your show is so enjoyable and saves me from losing my mind. As a Midwestern white girl, I appreciate your equal opportunity bashing. I have actually turned on my New York City friends, the Keith and the girl, and they love it. The only thing that bothers me is that actually nothing. Nothing underlined will make me stop listening. Please enjoy your evening, the wonderful spring weather, and the trees change the horizon. And, of course, what the fuck, fuck everyone. And if you could send me some stickers, too, that'd be good."
Thank you, Robin. That was on a nice card.
That's right.
Handwritten.
We lose one, we get 10. Bye, bitch. Bye. I'm off your favorites. How dare you? How dare you? And you know you did it dramatically, too. By yourself in your house. Click. You know? While your seventh cat was barking for food.
Oh, my God.
Take care of yourself. Jeremy says, have her listen. Have Sandy, I assume, listen to the Brolo after show number 6, where Henda has phone sex with a 41-year-old. Yeah, Henda doesn't mind. By the way, Brolo just figured out that that was you because it was said on the forums. You guys got to check out the after shows. It's all this information, what we're talking about, if you don't know, is keithandthegirl.com/forums.
No, the girl who was having phone sex, that's me, is different than the girl that I was acting that he was confused with. Yeah.
Right.
I was many different characters that night.
I'm just saying, it's a lot of fun.
I should have been a character when I was having the phone sex, because the thing is I know it's being recorded, and so I only went but so far, because what I wanted to say was things like, good, are you touching your pussy? Is it wet? Blah, blah, blah. But I was like, but it was starting to get so serious that I was like, there's no way anyone's catching me saying it in the good voice and talking about wetness. And you can have like this abrasive voice right here doing that. But
what do you mean? But you were being sexy. What do you mean?
But I was avoiding certain things.
Jesus Christ.
Really?
Wow. Okay.
Jess, did you hear that one?
No.
No? Okay. I wanted to ask her if she thought it was pretty bad.
We need some booze so everybody feels comfortable tonight. This is going to be a good sleepover. Holy balls. When people start saving the after show stuff, I didn't really get it. I'm like, do you really need more of this? You know? I didn't get it. But I got to say, lately, with Brother Love visiting and different interviews, the backstage shows are fun. And Hemda's a pervert. let's do it. Sopranos.
Oh, boy.
Tune out for a few minutes if you don't want to talk about last Sunday. Here it is.
It's good, right?
Finally.
It was good, this last one. But I'm disappointed that it's good because you know it's about to end. So right now, they could just freaking kill off everybody.
And that's what's happening.
Hey. I think that they should have done this a while ago. Like, kill off a main family. You're yes. HBO. You're Sopranos, right. You know? Like, they haven't killed anyone in such a long time. Hi there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
I agree with Henda. She is a goddess.
Oh,
and
who's
Keith,
this?
He turned me on.
So, where are your hands right now?
On my volume knob.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's enough.
All right, get out of here. It was actually a little sexy. On my,
No, the regular shows are prudy. The after shows get perverted.
we act like nobody hears the after shows.
I know.
It's all the secrets. We name companies.
Yep, yep.
We're fucking retail. We're like, hey, it's an after show. We called it Super Secret. So we might have put a link to it, but we said Super Secret. It's kind of the thing on the show when we say you know what, just between us,
right.
You know, that means you guys aren't allowed to bust their balls on it.
It's true, but it's
between us. I hate black people. Then you guys can be like, well, you know, I was eavesdropping. That's none of my business. The after show is that, but fucking hours.
The after show is super none of your business.
Right, right.
And also, I'd like to blame it, like, because with guests, it's just they get super drunk and super laid back, and they just start saying things. I don't have an excuse.
Right.
I just stop focusing, and you kind of start forgetting the mics are in your face, and, you know, you're just, like, I'm just staring at my computer, and all of a sudden somebody says something, and I have to chime in with, like, why the fuck would I say that?
Because the aspartame started kicking in, little things in your brain started sparking up, and it's bleh, bleh, bleh. So, yeah, and The Sopranos finally, you know, and you knew it was going to happen. You knew it happened seasons ago, because who's the real bad guys? The cops are just like a FBI, is just like another character. They're not really the bad guys. It's New Jersey group, New Jersey family, and the New York family. And finally, out of the blue, Because Phil from the New York family, Phil Leotardo, just doesn't want to compromise anymore. Out of the blue, Sopranos, you're all dead. I just decided.
It wasn't out of the blue.
It wasn't sneaking up slowly.
You don't think so?
There's so much unfinished shit. It just feels like they keep writing and typing shit in The Sopranos. For no reason, that never really had an end. That guy going from the FBI, the last show is next week. That guy going from the FBI to the terrorist task force, I believe it's next week, but there's only one more is the point.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. The guy got leaving the FBI and now on the terrorist task force, so he's not busting Tony's balls so much, better really have an important part in the last show. There was really no point for him to be there. And I understand, like, he tipped off Tony, but anybody could have tipped off Tony. There's really no reason. There's no reason for a lot of characters. And it's like all of a sudden, like, they also, for to continue some story, it's like they didn't know what to write and they just put on random seasons and they go, oh, we never talked about this yet. And they bring up something from, like, 4 years ago that's not clever. I think Chase, the guy that created it, I think he's a douche. He's self-important, and you're not changing television, and you're boring the shit out of us. And guess what? Yeah, it's one of the greatest Sopranos ever, because now you're killing people.
But,
and I, again, like Henda said, I know it's going to end. I know this is the end, so it's not as exciting to me as it could be.
Yeah, because we know you're going to kill off people
of
now.
Of course you're going
to
kill people.
You have to kill off people, but. Like you said, with who's Chase, the director?
The created by, so I think he's the writer.
Okay, but so the thing is they are starting to kill people. It was kind of old school Soprano, right? But right. He still had to stick in a beautiful, beautiful moment. The train is going on the rail, and you know someone's about to get killed. And just as they get killed, the train derails. Oh, the imagery. Oh, the poetry.
I need to ask. I do, of course, am friends now with the head of a mob family. If you heard that show, you know that story. And we're connected close. I need to ask him this. What is with these people shooting people without gloves on and dropping the gun?
Yeah, I don't get it.
These aren't people like from other countries. They're in there. I mean, last night he was from another country, but I believe
you don't see him wiping it off. It's
but no,
just, there you go.
Bobby, the guy that got killed last Sunday, he did his first killing and just drops the gun.
Well,
his fingerprints are on file.
They never said anything
and
about
that's
that.
The,
after,
exactly,
right?
They yeah. forgot. He wrote it. He's like, I'll join this one later. He lost his notes. He forgot that had anything to do with anything.
And they can't do it anymore because now he's gone.
Right. We're talking about when he killed that guy in the laundry room. What did that have to do with anything? Now he's cold blood. He didn't do anything great ever since then.
Whatevs.
Boo. Boo.
And the last show is it
he's not with the psychiatrist anymore. She better fucking die.
She's gonna die. The last show, is it just an hour or are they making like some special 2 hours?
I believe
thing?
It's an hour.
Then there's gonna be killing right from the get-go.
Right, so that'll be good. It's a 12-episode lead up to guess what? Shooting. The show's called Shooting.
It's like how you get frustrated with Shakespeare, where everybody just dies at the end.
Right. All right, so that's the end of Sopranos. It still stinks, even if the show was good. Entourage, still the best show on TV right now, if you ask me. I love The Office and 30 Rock, but I forget that it's on sometimes on Thursdays. I never forget. I got to eat the shit that's The Sopranos, and then I get my dessert that's Entourage. And my boys are doing good. My boys are doing good. They got a director, but he's crazy. He's crazy. Anyway, I don't want to get into it now, but good luck, Vince.
it's like they're right here because they're from Queens and we're from Queens.
We're from Queens.
Yeah.
I am Queens Boulevard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday, we went to your friend's, I'll say my friend too. I don't mind. Went to our friend's husband's
knows.
Birthday.
You're friends with her just pretty much as I am, except you don't come to girly days. But because she's a girl, he'll say you're a friend.
Right. That's
because he separates in his head all the time.
You know what? I'm going to start picking up the word girlfriend. So I'm at my girlfriend's birthday place. She's with her husband because it's his birthday. And we're outside and we're playing sports games. And
we're playing
like wiffle ball, kickball, you know, pussy versions of that because we're a little older. And somebody brought up the point, like, this is when somebody got hurt. So we're playing kickball.
Can I just tell you something? That kickball, like, games like baseball are kind of boring to me, but like, and don't get me wrong, I'm having a ball at the park.
Right.
But in my head, these games are boring because if you're playing, half the time you're not playing. So I make it interesting to me by the part where I'm not playing. My playing is talking shit.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't matter that we really knew nobody there at first.
So like,
what's your name? Hank. Hank's up. And Hank's going to kick your fucking ass. And Hank's like, what? What? Go get him, fucking Hank. What? Like, and it's weird to me, though. Like, I understand that's crazy what you're doing. But why do they look at you like you're really nuts? Like, I don't know what she wants me to do. Well, she wants you to hit the ball hard. What do you mean, what she want you to do? What's she talking about? You're off. That's what she's talking about.
And I was so
first, I'm like, Henda's crazy. But then I'm like, well, you're a retard. Just hit the fucking ball. You know what she's doing. She's yelling to get people pumped.
If somebody organized these kinds of things for me every week, I would so go to the park, play whatever you want to play, kickball, dodgeball, wiffle ball, whatever ends in a ball, except not tickle my.
Right. So,
I just like, just give it to me.
Right.
So awesome. So yes, I'm having a ball. And even if I didn't talk shit, it doesn't matter. Right. It's like you forget that there's an outside with grass and people getting together and the ice cream man waiting for you.
So who was it? Was it our friend that brought up this point that...
Lori. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
We're in a fucked up age. We're in a weird age where we were good at sports. You know, the group of men there. I like to do shit after high school.
Where we're all it's about all, 30.
Right. We're about 30. So like when we were 25, you could still do this shit. Now it's 5 years later. And you forget that you really can't and shouldn't. Just take it down a notch. But we're playing kickball like it's a real fucking game. And some guy, you know, gets off his base, jumps back like a half dive, and dislocates his shoulder.
And it looks bad. And I was the first base person at the time. And so I was like, oh, ha ha, you guys try to steal and blah, blah.
Right.
Oh, you're still on the ground.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And you
time to stop talking shit. And I look down and I you know, you do your regular thing like, hey man, are you okay? And he's like, no. And I go,
well, that's all I know how to do. That's all I got.
Exactly. And you just freeze because it's like, wait, that's not the answer, you know? So I froze and I go, wait, I should say something. And I go, he's not okay. Like he's, you know, whatever. Now everybody starts crowding. I swear to God. With the, like, I just assume this is like the waspiest couple ever. Mm-hmm. Hi, Lori. And mm-hmm. So I assume they're friends from college. One of them is a fucking doctor. I was very wrong. I swear to God, I go, one of you is a doctor. Fix this.
Right.
We're all staring at him. His shoulder is clearly out of place. It's so fucked up.
That's something they should tell you in high school, though. One of your friends
have to be a doctor?
No, yeah.
Don't go to the park at age 30 without a doctor?
A course on, like, a health class. Maybe it's only a semester long. Like,
what
you know,
do
you
do
fall down
some...
on your shoulder, what do you do? Do you stare dumbly until somebody finally calls 911? Because that's what we did.
And
just
everyone's
stare
hesitating.
Dumbly. Like, are you sure you can't get up? Because this is kind of awkward. Well, I don't really know you, quite frankly. So I'll just stare until, I mean, I'll call 911, but, you know, I don't know you. I'm not responsible.
And you
don't know
if to, like, walk away from him or, like, stay with him.
Right.
Because
nobody wants to be crowded, but at the same time, you don't
want to
be, like,
alone.
Right.
So I'm thinking, like, why are we hesitating to call an ambulance? Call an ambulance.
Because maybe he has to pay for it. You know, so you want to, oh, well, he does have to pay for it in one way or another. So you want to ask him, like, you know, is it okay? Ah! Oh, fuck. I don't assume that's yes.
Yeah, and I don't want to be the one because I just met him. I don't want to be the one to go, do you have insurance? That's none of my business.
Right.
Like, as adults, you realize, and this is so annoying. It's part of, like, the annoying thing about being adult. Suddenly things are none of your business.
Right.
I understand it's not my business, but why?
Right.
Can't they just ask you weird questions? Do you notice that?
Right.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
There's so many. You have to really adjust yourself in being an adult and having conversations. When we were younger and one of our friends got a job, we went, how much does it pay?
Exactly.
Now, you can't ask people how much does it pay. When somebody gets a new apartment,
right.
You can't go, what do you pay for that?
Right.
So it's like this weird, and it's not just with money. It's a lot of stuff. It's like, I just met this guy.
Have you taken in the ass? It's just normal things. Normal people do.
I used to talk about that with all my girlfriends. Seriously.
Right.
Like, you know, I just slept with someone. Well, how big is he? What was it like? Like, the fingers first, what first? To go down and you did it. Like, it was like way out in the open. Like way detailed and way like just, you just talk very openly about it. Now I don't, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't talk about that. I mean, you guys have heard it, but it's so toned down because now it's like, why would I want to hear about
your
sex life? I don't know.
There's
penises involved.
You got to do a radio show. You can't act like a child anymore. So the aim
of Keith, you'll ask people, at like a little bit more. Like, I'll do it also, right. just in different topics.
Well, you're talking about you get older, you have couth in class, you know, I never matured. That's all. I don't know that it's a compliment, well, but no, I'll take it.
I don't, it's just, it's nothing to me. It's just like, whatever. Like, I ask people awkward questions about their childhood, but I think people are dying to talk about things sometimes, you right. know? And that's not the only reason why I'm asking. You might be boring the shit out of me at a party, and that just might be my, you know, go-to question.
And maybe daddy putting cigarettes out on your back is a little more exciting to me.
And that's not always why I do it. I feel like, you know, some people are just interesting and whatever, but Keith...
Yeah, I know. I fucking saw Sopranos, too. Were you abused by somebody? We all fucking saw Sopranos.
You talk like you're nuts. I need to know where that comes from. And so, but Keith will go, we'll go to an apartment that we've never been to before, maybe of a new friend, maybe of a friend that, like, you know, whatever, and he'll go, what do you pay for this?
Don't I say, do you mind if I ask? I say that. I go, do you mind if I ask? And then I'll ask
it's
what you're not
late
supposed to ask.
Once you do that. But I'm like, half of me is like, I'm so glad he asked, because you walk into a New York apartment, any New York apartment, mm-hmm. and you want to know whether it's shitty, whether it's gorgeous. Right. You need to know. It's everybody wants to know everybody else's business. But I don't want people going like, hey, you got sponsored. How much was that? Right. Like, none of your business. Right.
Well, I'll say that. I'll say, do you mind if I ask? Or I'll say, it's not. I know it's none of my business, but.
Right.
Those are my two favorite that I think makes it okay.
But can anyone go, I'm not telling you?
Yes. If somebody...
I think nobody says, I'm not telling you. People go, yeah, it was kind of a high budget. They say things like that. Because that's what I said. Like, somebody asked me, like, oh, how much are you asking for the sponsor when you go to that meeting? And I'm like, the fuck? Who are you?
I will change questions. Like,
we'll change.
Like Brolo says, what were you talking about? You know, different companies and how much money? And he was flat out asking, like, how much money?
Mm.
And I said, well, it was up to, and I didn't say, I used the word this. And I'm like, what's up to this here? Now this other company knows. So, you know, they're doing this and like that. And then I'm like, so there's your answer.
Right.
And it was an answer. It was more of an answer than he expected to get. But I'm like, I never fucking told you. I confused you with words.
You're a wordsmith, baby. A wordsmith.
So anyway, the ambulance comes over to this guy in the shoulder.
Here's firefighter chick explaining to us exactly how much it costs. Ambulances are $300 if they take you from an accident, $500 if taken from home.
So if you could crawl at your house,
do it.
Do it and save yourself $200. So the ambulance driver, you know, comes into the lawn. We're in where are we, by the way? Prospect Park.
Yeah.
So anyway,
and now we're wondering, like, everyone took like at least an hour to find us.
Right.
Now an ambulance has to find us, but I assume that an ambulance knows, like, if you're in the district, you know about the park, because how many 30-year-olds are going over there and playing stupid games?
I figure every park has stabbings, you know, they know how to get to different places.
Yeah. But there's no, like, I find this interesting that parks in New York, a lot of them are gigantic, and there's no guide.
There could be better signs. Somebody said some roads have signs. We didn't see any signs.
Why not have, like... Because there are paths in the park.
Right.
It's not just an open green area. You have the jogging thing. You have this thing. You have that thing. Why not name certain streets?
Right.
You know, or certain areas. And not just a name like go to the Field 4. Well, can I have a sign that says Field 4 somewhere? You know?
A sign says Field 3, whatever. Or I don't know, something on the side. I wish there's a way, like, we're at Grid 4.
They have that in Long Island and Eisenhower Park. They have... You know, like literally Field 4, and Field 4 is named, but at least
true.
It has
yeah.
like a corresponding number to it. Like sometimes I'll do work out there, and they're like,
each
go to
field
the...
has its own parking.
Yeah, but they'll go to the cherry tree field, and I'm like, a number. Can I have it? Like, right. Why would I look for cherry? It's not what's titled. Right. So, you know, just things like that. And Central Park, of all parks, has nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Just go to the band shell. The band shell. This park starts at 57th Street. And, like, ends in Harlem or something. Isn't it ginormous? It's at least 50 blocks long and then also wide. So it's miles.
Yeah.
Name something other than the band shell.
And you're just hoping for the
big,
best. Yeah.
Isn't one of the areas named the Great Lawn or something? no, not the Great Lawn. Meet me at the Super Lawn.
We're between the
Meet
field
me at the awesome field.
We're between the field house and the picnic house. Some kind also called the tennis house. And okay.
All right.
Now, what's the ambulance going to call it?
Or how about just meet me by the balloons? And every freaking Puerto Rican is having a barbecue.
Right. That's how it is. Make
it
a
is.
Left at the balloons, or right at the guy stealing beer from the other party.
Oh my God, we did pass a party where I was like, I just want to take, because there was a whole buffet situation. It's not like I'm hungry or anything. I want to know if I take a plate right now and start making myself something, will and I
know
wanna...
somebody wouldn't stop you. They didn't know us when we just sat down and we're like, hey, I'm whatever. Like, just go to a party and make a hamburger.
Yeah, I would make my plate and just leave it there and write note, like just take notes. Okay, so 5 out of 7 parties don't stop you. It's like a little experiment on a Saturday.
I'll do it sometime. I'll do it sometime. Yeah? I think it absolutely.
You want to do it with me?
Yeah,
let's do it.
I think it would absolutely work.
Well, some people have bracelets or whatever, but hey,
we'll see. We'll do a little experiment.
All right, Jess, you coming?
Yep.
Yeah, right. She's like, I'll stand in the corner.
Pointing and cringing. I don't know if we need you there, honey.
She'll go like, ee! And we'll be like, busted again, motherfucker.
You're doing it? She's doing it. I don't know them.
Oh, but by the way, I forget how much I like outside, stupid, kitty, organized games, not organized games, toss the ball to me, do anything, like make me run and get the frisbee. I don't know.
Henda is a child, and she saw other people playing,
organized, like, color war type thing.
Tug of war.
But no, they were also playing, what's that game where you hold the person's feet and the other person has to walk on their hands? Yep. Those races?
Here's my point. Henda goes over to the other party to just watch what they're doing and join in with the tug of war.
No. I needed to talk to them about things. I wanted to know how they organized this. Oof. What is it about? Do they all know each other?
I'm sorry that 30 people bored you.
It wasn't a boring thing. It was that I needed to know.
It was that somebody got hurt and everybody's being a pussy about starting a new game because they thought it would be disrespectful to his memory. Well, I'll go over here because this other party doesn't seem to care.
I want to know what's happening. I want to know if they all posted on Craigslist and they really got to meet. Do I get to join them next week when there is no birthday party? Because I will get on my hands while somebody pushes me like a wheelbarrow.
The ambulance driver gets there, gets out of the car, big black eye, and I bring up his race because I want to mention this. On the side of his face, it's burnt off. Did you notice that?
No.
He was
busy asking tug-of-war questions,
and,
babe.
And it's extremely pink, and you could tell that obviously he was involved in something big that probably needed hospital help, probably ambulance help. So why is he such an asshole? He is put out to pick this guy up at the park, gets out of his car real slow, gets out of the ambulance real slow, walks over and goes, so? I said, what? And he's like offended that we don't know what so means.
We should have went like PRE and a DCP stat.
Right, right. Oh, good. Thank you. He goes, so?
Well, if we were in the right high school, we'd fucking know.
And he goes, well, what happened? I think I dislocated my shoulder. Were you playing football?
Wow.
We felt accused, like we didn't want to say yeah, because maybe there's no football in the park, and it's a $600 ambulance ride if you played football.
Or, actually, it's like, what are you doing playing football? Aren't you 30? Five years ago, football, okay, now, maybe.
Right. He's like, all right, well, get up. It's like, well, I can't really get up. It hurts so much.
He
starts taking one of his arms and pulling on it. We didn't even tell you what shoulder it was.
Oh.
And he says, get up. And so with the help of somebody else, they're getting up. But he's almost screaming. He's like, you know. And he's a man's man.
Yeah, because when he was first injured, he was so calm about it that I'm like, is somebody fucking with me?
Right, right.
And then I remember, like, boys don't cry and they try to act as calm as possible. And
what a dick. Okay, you know, and he gets all the information before the ambulance even leaves. And I understand that he's told that. But this guy's in a bunch of pain. And so he's going through his, you know, he has his wallet and he's taking down his information. But going so slow, like maybe if that's what you got to do, it's scumbaggy, but that's what you got to do to make sure nobody skips out on the bill. But you don't have to be an asshole about it. You don't have to go, give me a phone number. My girlfriend's cell, my cell, a home number. What do you need? I don't care.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Mm. Do you want your mama's house number? What do you want? I got numbers all over.
Here, take this guy's number. What's your name? Keith?
Right, right.
Your name's Keith, right? What's your number again?
But I will say this. After he left and we got into sports again,
before you continue, that color war thing, they really were dressed in four different colors.
Color war?
They were dressed in four different colors. The neighbors next to us that were playing all those
tug
games.
Tug of war, okay.
Well, they were playing other games as well.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Excuse me.
So
don't make fun of my new friends. There was color war. I asked them.
I counted. There was about 9 or 10 people on each team. So I took 10 keychains out of my bag. That's right. I carry keychains in my bag all the time. And I went down there and I was like, now you have now you have a prize for the winner. And I promote every second of the day. I go outside if I'm like we're inside a lot. So as soon as I step outside, I'm like, okay, let's gear up. We have cards, we have stickers, and we have keychains. Now we can leave the house. It's like finding keys for me.
That's how we do it. And put that in your blogs, too. Your blogs, your websites, all things like that, asking how to promote. Whatever you got, just slap it on there. Little Keith and the girl, how you doing?
Yeah, I want a button, now that I'm carrying keychains around, that is on my purse that goes, ask me for a present. Because
I don't know how I feel about that.
I know. You think it's going to be sexual.
Yes.
I don't understand that.
You don't understand anything. Let me say this.
Oh, boy.
the YouTube video comes up. Should I even bring us up or not?
I don't care.
All right. Comes up about Keith McNally doing a little interview with Hemda that was an outtake of the weekend of my April 15th weekend party, okay, where everybody came down for a couple days. So anyway, there's this outtake of Hemda talks about Brolo, talks about Max, talks about something else for a little bit. YouTube just happened. I don't like that it does it.
It's really weird. YouTube freezes one frame in the video and that...
It seems arbitrarily.
Yeah.
Just random.
Really strange, and that's your front picture, not... Just how about just put the first frame in there?
If you go to keithandthegirl.com/live, you'll see it happens to stop on Deuce, yeah, yeah. Kind of gives away what, you know, could be funny. I didn't like that, but it's not so bad. It could be worse. The next video, like a Boston show or something, happened to stop on something that's all black.
Yeah, it's
I'm like,
really
weird. I don't like that. This video that I'm talking about right now has Hemda with her mouth open looking up like she's sucking dick. That's not nice. That's not a nice place to stop YouTube. And Hemda is so innocent with her little cuss mouth that me and Brolo are looking at it and we're like, oh my God, you know what that looks like? And Hemda's like, oh my God, does it? Does it look like I'm throwing up? I'm like, you don't throw up. It doesn't look like you're throwing up. And what was your other thing? She guesses like three things, all totally innocent, acting like it's a thing. Like, oh my God, it looks like I'm yawning. Oh my God, it looks like you're sucking dick. It's like, where can I get dick?
Oh my God. By the way, I do
and
not.
She has no idea. She had no idea. Like, oh my God, no, don't tell me it looks like I was yawning.
Then I do not look hot when I'm sucking dick, if that's what I look like, because that is the most
hideous. Well, no, you look hot when you're sucking it, but you're angry when you can't get it.
Oh my God.
Like, I need dick.
Oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God. I hate that video. McNally made an incredible documentary thing.
Right.
And we're going to put it on your new DVD. But I just look horrendous in my thing because there's no light anywhere. So it's just, I know what you're looking at.
You don't look bad. There's no light, but I think you look fine.
I look
honestly.
Bad. I look bad.
Well, whatever. But that picture looks aces.
All right. Oh God.
I thought this idea, by the way, because we were going to, we went to another party and went somewhere else, and sometimes it just made me think about the driving people around. Sometimes you don't want to give somebody a ride. So what do you think about this idea for the back of the car?
Oh, God.
Accordion fake garbage. And what it is it can look like tent equipment. I'm just thinking because we happen to have real tent equipment in the back of our car now. It could be anything. It could be look like bags of garbage, and it's there. It's like, sorry, I can't fucking take you.
Oh my God.
But then when they leave, you just fold it up because it's fake and cardboard.
I like it.
It's very good, right? Because then you don't got to be an sound like an asshole, but you could be an asshole. You're an asshole. Nobody knows it.
I like it a lot. Right. And
you could even offer rides. Would you like a ride? Ah, fuck a doodle do. Look at me. I got accordion. As long as everybody just doesn't start using the same one. You know, it's camp equipment strewn about, but everybody has it. Kind of like when Front Page caught on. It's like those fucking buttons aren't so clever. Default 2.
I like that idea a lot. I'm so embarrassed. I mean, people act so weird to me. It's like, I feel like I get meaned to. Is that that's my new word? Like, I get meaned at. People throw mean at me because I happen to be going Queens, but they live like somewhere in Brooklyn that I'm supposed to know how to get to, and I have a car, so it's so easy. So they could just go in the back of my car, and how else would they get home from Brooklyn?
I think it'd be a catch. I think it'd be a hit. And even if you could somehow see the diagonal
thing, how am I an asshole? When
that's how they'd get you. That's how they get
you.
It's
so mean to me. It's so mean to me. It's like I I will drop certain people. Like, Matt is usually on our way home. I love it. Then we get to spend more time with Matt. Like, I'm not, like, opposed to doing it, but it's like... I feel like a shithead, like, even saying this stuff. Like, I'm just like, oh, you,
whatever.
I have a car and I can't whatever. Even possibly. But it's like the mentality.
It's something you can only explain to other car people.
To
they
other
get
car
it
people
right away
in New York,
right?
Because everywhere else, everybody has
it's
a
not,
car.
Right.
It's not an issue. Here, it's like, you have a car. Like, what the fuck is the big deal? And I'm like, what the fuck is the big deal? I pay $300 and no, it's $400 in car insurance every month. Gas is up the roof. The payments to the car I just finished. Thank you very much. Right. But it's not that. I don't care. I'm paying for gas. I don't care. It's that it'll take me 2 hours to get home, and it would have taken you 1 hour to get home. And nobody gives a shit about me.
I'll tell you what else.
I don't care about me.
I don't like the people that are subtle about it. I don't like when people go, and it was great seeing you too. Hugs, kisses. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, see you later, buddy. All right. Now I just got to find a ride home for myself. Okay, well, good luck finding it. What am I going to tell you? Bye.
And again, we're in New York. It's like,
right.
How'd you get here?
Right. Well, it's kind of like you earlier, but in reverse. Okay, good luck. By the way, I'm definitely passing your exit. Fuck you. You know the way I'd go. Well, that's not nice to say. Well, you're not nice. Bye. By the way, that's not real garbage in my back. This is what I was going to say. I want you, like, you know, how aren't you going to see the little edges where you accordion it? Good. Let them see.
No.
Let them see.
No, I can't. I almost.
This car does not want another rider.
I can't deal.
It's like what you put on the front of your car. It's a giant pair of sunglasses. Oh, I take it, but I got a giant pair of sunglasses in my back seat.
Oh God, I'm gonna pee my pants.
That's all I aim for. There's the end of the show. Aim for pants pissing.
No, wait. Oh. No, I can't. Okay.
Okay, real quick. Paris Hilton did, in fact, go to jail. She was on the MTV Awards. I was going to kind of save it so we can talk about stuff tomorrow. But real quick, only because it kind of goes together.
I want to talk about me getting high, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm talking about the MTV Movie Awards hosted by Sarah Silverman. And Sarah Silverman says some jokes at Paris Hilton's expense. Paris Hilton planned on going to jail, or everybody believed, you know, her sentence started today, Monday. But she went there to the awards to be strong. You know who didn't go there? Other people being made fun of constantly. Lindsay Lohan didn't go there. You know, Britney Spears didn't go there. I think she's welcome, but you had to show that you're fucking tough. But were you tough? Were you tough? Who is it? Who's the announcer? Sarah Silverman says, you know, that she is actually being coddled and being treated nicer in jail to help her. They're making all the bars in the jail look like penises. And then they cut to Paris Hilton, who is so sad from that and ready to cry, but still has like kind of has that like fake look, you know, trying to pose. But you could see that this retard is trying to cry, and it's so great.
It's a sad day when Paris Hilton has trouble making her regular pose that she does every moment of her life.
And then, I'm just worried she's going to break her teeth on the bars. That's all. And now she's more angry than sad. And then she realizes the camera's on her, so she gives like a fake smile, and it's even better because she can't pull it off because she's so sad. Good luck in jail. Good luck in jail that a comic is making you cry at a national awards show. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
jail
she gave
might
her the squinty
tougher.
Eyes and the everything. It was really like, you can't fake it. You are so pissed off right now.
Wow. Good luck at tar roof detail, because you are not going to make it, sweetheart.
The last night before you have to go to jail, and you're spending it with who?
Right. With 1,000 fake friends?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You don't want to eat at your favorite restaurant
and
say hi to everyone?
I want to dance and fake act like I'm having fun to Umbrella Ella Ella. Which, by the way,
if you want to shine, we'll shine together.
Anybody's seen this more and more on TV? We're going to have to go through a period. Now, you know, obviously, radio stations and even satellite radio is being canceled for Dirty Words. We're going through some phase, but I think eventually it will be free speech all around. And curse words more and more are allowed on TV. It's a very, very slow process. But the new word that's debatable and is slowly being used more and more is tits.
Yeah, Sarah Silverman said it, and they didn't bleep it while they were bleeping out other things that clearly she was saying on purpose to be bleeped out.
Right. And I reckon I hear it on TV. I hear it sometimes on regular networks. And you're allowed to say tits now.
Tits of all things. Like, tits is not a word used unless a guy is like, I like them fucking titties.
You hear that? You hear that, Sandy with an I? The government says it's okay to say tits.
Titties.
They don't respect your breasts.
Do you think titties are okay, though, if tits are?
I don't know.
To me, titty is
it's
cuter.
It's the tone.
You know?
Sometimes it's the tone that's offensive.
They're going to bleep out tones from now on. I can say, oh, you motherfucker, but not, oh, you motherfucker.
For those who, by the way, this the MTV Awards was produced by Mark Burnett, the guy that did Survivor. How rich is this guy?
Wow.
He's just buying stuff out. The rich get richer. He just decided to buy it, and now you produced it.
And why not? Why not?
You're not. I don't think you're. Camera 2, camera 5. Excuse me. Can I bother you, Mr. Burnett?
But a producer doesn't do that. That's
what
a director.
Does he do?
A producer gets the venue.
You think he gets the venue?
No, I think he has 50 assistants. Gets the venue. Where can I do MTV?
Well, we happen to have a place this year.
I'll put it on Craigslist. Right. Does anyone know where I could put an MTV place? There's not like 5 places where MTV is like already going.
There, Mark Burnett. Would you like me to call for you? Send. No, thank you. We'll do it ourselves just so people don't double call for us. You had the venue picked out 20 years ago.
You think they'll take us? We're MTV. Where can we go?
Speaking of YouTube, someone will have to put the YouTube on the Keith and the Girl forums as soon as somebody finds a place of Jack Nicholson's award speech. This guy is beyond fucked up.
What a druggie.
This guy is a mess. Drug
infested crazy nutball.
Movie 300, of course, the MTV Movie Awards are just, you know, bullshit weird awards, and one of them's Best Fight, and the winner was,
Well, but the kids are voting for it, and I say kids because it's MTV.
Is it? They say, like, thanks for voting. I think you only vote for one, like audience choice. I think, like, even the stars don't know that MTV picks it. That's what I think.
I thought it was very...
Nobody seems to know. Sometimes they think MTV, sometimes they think the people. Somebody let us know in feedback, but...
Did Justin Timberlake win? Because if he did, then it's the kids picking it.
I don't remember him winning something. Okay. Alpha Dog, he could have won. He didn't.
Okay.
Sacha Baron Cohen won.
Well, Alpha Dog, come on.
Did you see that? My hair is good. That's all I know.
No, but I mean, you're up against Sacha Baron Cohen for comedy.
Right.
Come on.
But the movie 300 wins for Best Fight, and I bring that up because Gerard Butler, who plays the main guy in 300, does not look like
a beast
the dude,
in anger.
A beast.
In war.
Right. I like to see, you know what? The way girls like going, these magazines are fucking fake. Look, they even airbrush her elbow out.
Yeah.
That's how dudes like seeing this guy in real life. And they're like, see? Now show your fucking 12-pack. You don't have it, you fake fuck. His face doesn't even look like that. Not because he doesn't have a beard. His nose is different. It's like, they drew these... The hard part in this movie is all the drawing. That is insane. He doesn't look like him. He doesn't.
It's not like they're hiding that fact, but this man looked badass eating an apple.
In the movie,
he ate an apple, and you're like, wow, right. Nobody has ever eaten an apple like that.
Right.
Grr. And then you see him in real life, and you're like, that's a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like seeing the Hulk, except the Hulk actually looks like the Hulk. The original Hulk, he's like a monster guy.
Oh, yeah. They literally took a can of paint and painted him green. Yes, he does look like that.
No. But he looks like a monster that can change and kill you.
Dane Cook was there. He introduced...
Thank God.
Mm-hmm, he introduced movie spoofs that people made on the internet, and there's three. And then
he should stick to the cheesy script, because it's such a... And the script is so cheesy, somehow he cheesifies it more. He does jokes like... Just kidding.
Yeah.
Don't say just kidding. You're a comic. That's your job to just kidding.
Right. That's your job. Right.
You don't have to, like, when comics are on stage and
doctors
they go,
don't
no.
go just surgery.
Yeah. Comics on stage and they go, and I fucking beat the shit out of her. Just kidding. Well, you're not, we're not arresting you. This is not like you're not, everything that you say on stage can and will be held against you. Right. Shut your face. Just kidding. Just kidding, Dane. Shut your face, though. Seriously.
They did a spoof of the winner. This is something that people did vote on. There was a spoof called United 300, and it was the movie 300 on the plane that got hijacked by terrorists in real life.
United 93.
United 93.
And this was videos that you could send in that somebody right. would win an award for, and you had to mishmash movies with whatever. So this was a mishmash of those.
People are saying, by the way, there's a million commercials on MTV to go to the website and vote for the category. So I was wrong. Maybe I guess all of it is voted by the actual people. This one was too. And excuse me, out of three homemade videos,
amateur
videos, and this one won.
It wasn't
funny enough. Maybe this is Brandy's or
wait,
or Bambi,
say,
whatever the fuck her name is, Sandy's point. But it wasn't funny enough to not be offensive.
It was the guys from 300 right. acting like they were on United 93 and about to break into the cockpit. And you're like, well, that's kind of the same movie, except right. now you're just kind of...
Now you're men.
You're pounding your chest. So right. it's like, you would have to make something like that so funny.
Right. I'm not saying that. Like, when you start pushing the car, too, I was like, oh, wow, this is fucking edgy. But then it's just... They're jumping around I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, and we're the last people, I think, to say, you know, right. don't make fun exactly. of tragedy. Make fun of tragedy. You're supposed to laugh through your life a little right. bit. Yeah, a little bit. But this was just like...
It was weird to me. It was a little weird.
No, they didn't hit what they were supposed to hit. But again, it won right. somehow.
It won. But there was a... but again, it is children, so who knows. Like, did they understand?
Did they know, yeah, did they understand? It was a tragic situation? Or was it just like, imagine 300 men on an airplane?
Right. That's crazy.
Oh, it's because there's 300, but they're airplanes. And back then, they didn't even have airplanes. That's why they were fighting people by land, and they didn't have guns. So that's funny.
These guys need an open field. You could say, look what they're doing with the cart. They did have the thing, what was it?
On where?
I don't fucking know. Oh, the song Umbrella Ella Ella. They did play that.
I love
and this
the way
is the
you're
song that
it.
Hemda's been complaining about. I didn't see what was so weird about it compared to all the other shit that's out there.
I'll
I don't know why this
strange.
Song offends you so much.
Now, I understand it because when you see it over there, I think they guitared it up for you, you know, that like
they did rock it.
Electric guitar, and it was like slightly different. Still sucked. But if you I don't know how to explain it. How do you explain what sucks about Under My Umbrella, Ella, Ella,
Anytime somebody picks on words from a song, I bring up a little song called I'm Bad, I'm Bad, Who's Bad, I'm Bad.
It's different.
It is different. Here's lyrics to a song. You tell me if this is good or not. Here come old Flat Top. He come grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeball. He won Holy Roller. Aces song. Know what I mean?
But...
He got hair down to the knee, got to be a joker, he just do what he please. He wear no shoe shine, he got toe jam football. Brilliant. He got toe jam football.
Okay, let me read some lyrics to you here that I happen to really quickly Google up. Ella, ella, ella,
Touche. Here's mine. He bagged production, he got walrus gumboot. He got Ono Cyborg. He won Spinal Cracker. Like, how does an editor go, you know what, you guys, you've been making your own song since now. What am I going to fucking tell you? Produce this.
How about
roller
this one?
Coaster. He got Early Warning. He got Muddy Water. He got Mojo Filter.
Your problem is you're not on acid.
Right.
That's what your problem is.
I see the point. So, yes, Paris Hilton is in jail right before she goes to jail. How, Paris, seriously, are you doing? How's this going to affect you?
You know, even though this is a scary thing, I'm using it in a positive way, and when I come out, I can't wait to start my new life and be even stronger than I am now.
But you didn't think that you were wrong. Remember all that? Like, how come now you're going to learn something? You
Interview
weren't wrong
me.
Until that
Interview
day.
Interview me. Ask me how
to. So, welcome. I know you took your last day out at the American Comedy Awards. You seemed, or whatever we're at, and you seem to be in good spirits, but you go to jail, of course, tomorrow morning. How are you feeling about that?
I think I'm fucking feeling. I'm going to jail tomorrow. I might think it sucks. A little bit.
Okay. Whose outfit are you wearing today? Paris Hilton has reported to a Los Angeles County jail to begin a 3-week stay for violating probation in an alcohol-related reckless driving case. The 26th heiress was booked late Sunday. She left the awards early and went to jail early. You don't get time off for showing up early. I don't know if you know.
She thought it was the after party.
Into the Sensory Regional Detention Facility in an industrial area about 5 miles southeast of downtown Los Angeles.
People would pass by her jail cell and go, "What are you wearing? Who are you wearing now, bitch?"
And some chick is like, "My cock." Though a judge sentenced her to 45 days behind bars, Hilton was expected to serve only 23 days because of a state law that requires shorter sentences for good behavior. Earlier Sunday...
They're anticipating good behavior?
Yeah. All right, what's she going to do? She's just going to bat her eyes dumbly. You know, that's good enough. Earlier Sunday, Hilton... I say she helps everybody with the taxes and gets everybody on her side.
Are you watching a movie?
Earlier Sunday, Hilton attended the MTV Movie Awards where she briefly spoke to reporters about what we just played for you. The 13-year-old jail has been around for 13 years, blah, 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 blah. Hilton will be housed in the facility's special needs unit. Not because she's a celebrity. I think because she's retarded.
Yeah.
Officials arrested Hilton, blah, 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 blah. Everything you already know.
And she has AIDS, and I heard if you have AIDS, you have to be moved to a different location.
Paris has decided to write a prison diary. See, it's going to make her stronger. Her purse, anyway. During her 23-day sentence in hopes of publishing it upon release.
That's the best thing to do.
I looked forward to 23 pages of frown face. Day 4, frown face. Day 5, frown face. Day 6, frown face tear. Tell me more about that page, Paris. I wrote a tear.
Page 16 is like a separate book, and it's a winky face.
I heard some...
You have to pay extra for that.
I heard supposedly scumbags are offering I don't know that they're necessarily scumbags in this situation, but they're offering $500,000 for somebody that gets a shot of her in her prison garb.
It's the same scumbagginess as they've always been up to.
But $500,000?
I know.
Photoshop it.
I would, if I was a guard, I would totally take a picture of her.
Of course I would. I'd be Paris and do it.
That's true. Make sure my hair is right.
It'd be a Versace.
Would tell her it's Versace just so she stops crying. I can't possibly. I haven't worn Kmart stuff ever. That's her version of death, wearing something that's not some kind of whatever.
People are going crazy about this picture. Lindsay Lohan, you assume drunk with her eyes and holding a knife, and a friend holding a knife and lowering her halter top a little bit. This will be on the forums as well under today's show. Here it is for the camera. Okay.
Wow.
I don't know. I took sicker pictures with guns.
That's hot.
She knows. Look at Jess nodding. Of course.
What sicker picture was with
I just took pictures. Oh, look at her. This is a picture that was done a year. Who gives a fuck?
No.
She has a knife.
That's a little bit. Not the knife. Her nip is about to come out that guy touching her like that.
So what?
Not a picture I would want out of myself. Call me a prude. You know, normally I'm not prude.
No, but you would have you would be playing with knives and stuff.
Knives? The whole thing is fucked up. The eyes, the knives, the guy pulling down her shirt.
I like how you like to try to make sense of this, though. You're like, I would obviously do all that other shit. I would do Herbie right after I did Mean Girls, and then I would get a DUI. Then I would pass out, and I'll tell you what I wouldn't do, though. I wouldn't let a picture like this surface. I wouldn't want that to happen. Knife play that I did back in the summer, they're printing it now like I just did it yesterday. I don't think that's fair to me that I just made up. Anyway, her mom, Dina Lohan, is about to get what she always wanted, her own TV show. Dina, the mom again, who has ridden the coattails of her eldest daughter, Lindsay, for years trying to become famous, is in talks to do a reality show with E! E! Television, tentatively titled Mom-ager. As a manager and mom, in which she'll try to turn her youngest children, Ollie, 14, and Cody, 11, into stars. It's a new form of abuse. I'm telling you what, cigarettes would be fucking better. And real quick, fun news, Bally Fitness is $800 million in debt.
Bally
Total Fitness. A little fun news for everybody that had their credit ruined by these assholes.
That's me.
And for everybody that's going, why don't you just pay your bill? Fucking, you don't understand what Bally's does. You're a fucking idiot. Cubby, probably. Join the forums if you haven't. It's fun.
And you have to get the camera because part of what was funny about that is Keith's little dumpy dump on the cubby. Cubby, probably.
And I want to thank real quick the company What Are Records. I'll give them a personal thing, of course, but they sent me some comedy CDs. I think this is always funny. I've said this before. Like reading Jay Moore's book, for example, and it says, "I love my wife. You know, she's the greatest. Thank you, baby. Always stuck by me." By the time the book came out, he dumped her. He moved on with Nikki Cox. You know,
yeah,
took another
sad.
Man's girl.
That's,
and it's like that's
really
there
sad.
Forever.
Yeah,
that's there forever. That's why you know I don't think it'll ever end. That's why I felt like I also had to make a little joke on a CD when I mentioned Hemda's name.
I have
it's
to say
weird.
Though, there's not one of your DVDs does not have some smushy thing to me on it.
I meant it then.
Well, this new CD.
No,
we'll
but
see they, how much you
but
mean
like
it.
It's a sense, like you know, thanks for everything, thanks for everything. But
one of your CDs says big smushy tushy something or whatever.
That's how I just said I say hello.
Right.
You didn't see me answer the door when
that's
Jess came
true.
In. So and like you know, a good great example is the end of Howard Stern's movie.
I know.
That is a great example. Like, you better, like, come out with that fucking sequel already.
You know what,
and
though?
And explain that in 5 minutes.
But what's tragic about it is you know how much he meant it at the time.
Right.
And how he really did think that his wife helped him in his career. Or, you know, like, all of that was meant. And you can hear it even when he used to joke around about his relationship. You knew that he was like a family guy and whatever, all that stuff. So that's why people were crying and it was really upsetting them breaking up.
Right. So I'm looking at these different CDs. A comic named Felicia Michaels is like, you know what I love about Kid Rock? Kid Rock has that midget. And starts making jokes about the midget and Kid Rock. Midget's dead.
Right.
Oops. Oops.
Well, people have to die eventually.
No, I get it. But it's just funny.
Right.
Like, you know, you're picking on the whitest kids you know. And I understand, like, you know, you can joke about whatever you want. And, you know, now's just a weird time. But the CD is being sent around now. And there's one about the CD's egging you on to shoot people in your school. That's bad timing.
Ooh.
That's funny to me. Robert Kelly, I just heard his CD. You could tell it was recorded when we thought we won the war in Iraq. A lot of CDs are like that. We went in there, we kicked their ass. What was that war? 2 weeks? 15 people are dying a day now, Robert Kelly.
Yikes.
Joe Rogan's newest, the liner note says, "Thank you to the Comedy Store. It's the greatest place I've ever been. You made me what I am," and blah, 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 blah. You hate the Comedy Store now. They're assholes.
Oh, that's right. Well, that was Joe Rogan, right?
Yeah.
He didn't take it back, though. Remember, he was blogging, and he was like, they really did give me my voice, but now they can go fuck themselves?
Right.
I guess he's got to re-edit and add that fuck yourself thing.
Right.
Luckily, there is blogging.
I got to go over my tracks and see which ones are outdated.
Oh, Cubby sends in a feedback, says, pay your fucking bill. And it was you.
Always there. Was or is. Any announcements before we get out of here?
July 13th, we're getting on a bus and going to Canada. If you're in or around the Toronto area, meet us there. If you're in New York and on a bus with us, July 13th. Once we get there to Toronto that evening on, again, July 13th, we're screening Keith's DVD. July 14th, we're playing dodgeball against the motherfucking Canadians, U.S. versus Canada. And July 15th is our live show up there in Toronto. July 16th, those who want to come back with us to New York, get on a bus again. Should be really, really
exciting.
It's
going to be a lot of fun. If you're not coming because you decided you don't like us, you don't have to tell me. You can just not come.
We'll get the hint.
Right. Criticism, I don't need it so definitive. Can you guys just shut up? I can't. I'll keep downloading, but thank you guys for listening. Thanks for spreading the word, and we will see you tomorrow.
KeithandTheGirl.com